Hello, and welcome to the broadcast today. I'm Bill Neff, and this is Morning and Evening. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, the Apostle Paul tells Timothy to be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ. And our historical mentor, Charles Spurgeon, has these comments to add. Christ has grace without measure in himself, but he doesn't keep it for himself. Just as a reservoir empties itself into the pipes, even so Christ has emptied out his grace for his people. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace, the scripture says. He loves to dispense his grace to us as well. He stands like a fountain, always flowing, supplying every empty pitcher and pair of cupped hands that come near to it. Like a tree, he bears sweet fruit, not to leave it hanging on the branches, but to be gathered by those who need it. Christ has grace to forgive sin, to cleanse, to preserve, to strengthen, to enlighten, to bring to life, to restore, and it's available from him freely and without price. Every bit of his grace is available to all those who belong to him, just as the blood of the body belongs equally to every member. And this is why there is a sweet communion between Christ and his church. They both receive the same grace. Christ is the head upon which the oil is first poured. But the same oil runs down the neck and down the back to all the parts of the body. Even the least saint receives the benefits of this costly moisture that flows from his head. This is true communion. The same sap that keeps the trunk of the tree alive flows into the branches. As we day by day receive grace from Jesus and more constantly recognize it as coming from him, we will see him in communion with us and know its joy. Today, let's use our supply of grace to serve others gladly. And when we need to replenish our supply, let's go to him boldly to receive all that we need. And that's today's reflection by Charles Spurgeon on 2 Timothy 2, verse 1. Don't forget that you can secure a copy of today's transcript by visiting our website. The address is simply morningandevening.org.